I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all.
Hi everyone, welcome to Zaytsen Saint Scott's interview part 2. I'm calling it, and I really want to apologize for last night because I feel so bad. But I'm letting that go, and so let's enjoy tonight. Like I said earlier, he only has a couple of about 20 minutes or 30. So let's do this and do this good, and yeah. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how are you? Take two.
I am so sorry about last night. I feel so bad.
Oh, it's all good. It happens.
Okay, well, let me take...
Glad it worked out for tonight.
Yeah, me too. Let's just take the calls.
Okay.
860, you have a question.
Hey, it's me again, David.
Okay,
hey,
David, ask one or two questions.
Well, I'm trying to remember. You were saying something last night. I'm trying to think of what it was. I'm so sorry. I just got back in the door myself a few minutes ago, Carly. So, another person go first, and let me think of trying to get my brain going here. While, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you something, but I was trying to think of what it was now. I'm so, so sorry. Anyway, first of all, technology, you got to love it, huh? We can't control it, but, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do remember I was telling you that that the One Life to Live and All My Children that Prophet Park was doing, that's now on Hulu. They still have it on Hulu, even though they stopped producing episodes. So they still have the old ones that they did on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the ones from when Prophet Park was doing it, the ones from Prophet Park are on Hulu right now. And I don't know where to find, you can find a bunch of the older episodes from before Prophet Park did their thing on YouTube. I mean, I love that on YouTube they have it by character. Like for example, pairings. Like for example, the Kish pairing, and there's of course Dorian and David. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I've seen some, and I was just gonna say on YouTube. I know there's a lot, and I know like for myself, people have sent me links. There'll be like a Jessica and Will.
Mm-hmm.
Be like. Colin and Will, Colin and Nora, which was a lot of like my story. So people will see that and send me links of like on YouTube. So I know you can see a bunch of the episodes dating way back on YouTube. So a lot of One Life to Live.
If the show ever were to get back on the air, would you want to go back to doing it?
Yeah, of course. I when it was at Prospect Park, I actually was talking to them and the whole new team and everything, about the possibilities, and they were still trying to, it was so new and it was such a new venture, they were trying to figure everything out, get everything down with what they started with.
Yeah, it wasn't just that, but there was also the legal stuff that was going on that made everything such a train wreck,
Yeah, so everything was kind of always on delay or what have you, there was never any clear answers, but I was definitely talking to a couple of them over there about the possibilities of bringing my character, even a different character back, and they seemed open, and I actually even went out to New York once and everything. But,
on hold right now, and almost indefinitely, we don't know what's going to happen with the legal stuff.
Yeah.
Or who
okay,
has the right anymore. So, yeah.
Okay, thanks, David. I will put you back on hold.
Yep, that's what I say. Good luck to you in your future career and whatever you do.
All right, thank you, man.
Okay. Let's see, 9910, you on mail?
That's me.
Hey, Bobby, one or two questions, like I promised you, you got to talk last night a little, so Did you? No, you haven't. Okay, Bobby, talk away for a little moment.
Anyways, I just want to just say, first of all, that I do apologize for the technical difficulties last night, but I do want to say, after watching Melissa on One Life to Live, I'm not One Life to Live, Things Are Lives, just a few minutes ago on Pop, I just had to say, I think I liked her better on Snally than as Serena on that show. I'll get to that later, Carly.
What's your question for Jason, Sweetie?
Anyways, I just want to ask, what it was like working with Aaron Torpy, and did you ever get a chance to work with Bree Williamson as Jessica?
Yeah, I got thrown into working with Aaron a lot. So it was funny. It was crazy when I first showed up. I mean, that was our storyline, and we spent every day together for, you know, a year, literally. So we became really great friends, and when I was there, she was just, I want to say, maybe 19. So she was just coming out of being, like, you know, the child actress, and she was, like, you know, an adult and carrying storylines more and more adult storylines.
Right,
like
right, because I think she was nominated for a Daytime Emmy but lost out to Heather Tom that would later join One Life to Live and is now on Bolton View for that year, I think.
I think it was like my second or third year there. Yeah, she got nominated for an Emmy, and like, she really went from being like this kid actress into like leading storylines, you know. And she's great. We were so close when we were there, and we haven't been able to keep in touch too much now. But I worked with Bree when I came back in, I believe it was like 2005 and 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Bree had been Jessica, but the way the first time I came back, we had like a pretty good. Story, because we kind of dealt with like the death of our child. But the last few times I came back for these brief stints, her character had so moved on in like whole different situations. It didn't really make much sense for
her.
Right.
And there was another author, like her mother and the fact that she had a child of her own once again.
Yeah. And it didn't really make much sense for her to like have much interaction with Will over those, like, you know, handful of days. So I think they just kind of left them alone. But I think it was the very first time I went back. I think we did have, I think, like, 7 or 8 episodes, and I think a few of those definitely, like, was with Bree and, you know, dealing with our past. And she was a great actress, too, you know. So they're both great.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for the call, and thanks again for getting a chance to talk to you. I felt like I was at a fan fest where I would talk to you and ask the Q&A the first night, and then the second night just have a lunch or a dinner with you type of a deal.
Yeah.
Anyways, you're welcome back to the show anytime, and tell Lindsay she's welcome on to the show, because I just tweeted to Melissa to actually do the show now that she's free from days.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, Bobby, I will put you on hold, and let's see. Nine one ten, you're on the air. Okay, what is? Oh God, I'm 9-1-10. You're on the air.
That's still me.
Oh, I knew I was gonna do that. Okay, 9:51. You're on the air. 9:51. You're on the air. 950, 954, you're on
mail.
Hey, David.
Okay. I called it last night. I want to say, what was it like to work with Catherine Hickman, Lindsay?
I'm sorry?
What was it like to work with Lindsay, Catherine Hickman?
She really kind of... like I was saying last night, she really kind of took over the motherly role, you know, when I got there. I was pretty young, you know, I was 21 years old, so living in New York City in Manhattan. So she kind of took me under her wing and helped me find an apartment and all that stuff, and kind of think like her kind of, she's very motherly as it is and very really caring person. So I think that kind of carried over into the show and sort of translated, you know. It was one of my favorite relationships. Being on the show, I was always thankful that I had like a nice, you know, good relationship. It turned a little sour at the end with the whole change in storylines or what have you, but it was always nice to have like a nice, great, solid relationship to portray that on TV, you know, with your mom. So I'm really close to my mom in real life, so it kind of worked out.
Okay. Anything else, David, really quick?
No, I just want to say I love your character, Wilma. I think it was great.
Oh, thanks, David.
All right, thank you.
Okay, and to my partner, one of my partners in crime, Corey, my little, I can't say that on air, but hey, Corey.
Your little what? Hey, Corey.
My little Dubba that does anything I want now. I'm kidding. Hey, Corey, it's Jason.
Thanks for being on the show for two nights in a row.
Thanks.
We loved you as well, but I have to tell you, you're in one of my favorite cheesy campy horror movies, Return of the Killer Shrews.
Oh, man. I've seen it.
I own it.
It's a crazy movie. I mean, that movie was really groundbreaking at the time when it came out, the first one, back in the 50s, and it's the only movie in the history of film that they made a sequel almost 50 years later. I mean, it's kind of unheard of. And it really does, like, pick up from the original in a sense. And, you know, obviously the same actor in James Best. And it's crazy campy, but it's kind of, they can get away with it because it's kind of the way it was back then, you know, when they made the original. So it was a trip. I mean, it was a really good actors in that movie. I wish more people could see it, to be honest.
Well, I would, people need to see it because it's great. If you like Sharknado, you're going to love this movie.
Yeah, it was cool. And, you know, like, James Best was a really established actor and a really good actor and has some amazing stories. He just passed away a few months ago, and it was really sad.
Yeah.
Of course, we had John Schneider in there, and then Rick Hurst also from The Dukes of Hazzard, and a couple young actors that are doing a lot of good things now, too, Janita St. Clair. And it was a really cool cast. It was a fun little role, and yeah, I really wish they would. I wish they could kind of get that out more. It is very much a cult. I was just shooting in Buffalo, and a lot of the guys studying film that were kind of helping out working on the set were really into it because they study a lot of this old, you know, sort of cult classics, I guess, type film. So they knew the old one, and they'd all seen the new one, and they all loved it, and they all, like, you know, knew quotes from it and everything. So hopefully it'll stick around for, like, several dozen years the way the last one did.
Well, hopefully. Like I said, I own it, and I love it. So.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
Well, thanks for talking with me,
all right,
being on the show.
All right, thank you, Corey.
Thank you.
I will put you on hold, my little Zaki.
Sounds good.
And we have one more call, and it's my best friend Maggie and my second mom. Hey, Maggie, you on the air with us?
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
Hi. Thrilled that I finally get to speak with you. It was, what a snap last night.
Oh.
I love Will. I do. I really need you to come back. Right.
There's no show.
Okay. Will you come back as yourself?
Yeah, we'll have to come back on one of them somewhere, on something.
Somewhere. I don't know what name or where it's at or what time, but we need you on my screen. We really do. I love you.
Right.
I just wanted to say hi.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, we got done with those calls quicker than I thought. But we would love it if you come back. And can you let me know what Lindsay says? If she wants to do this. So just text me or email me because we would love to have it on. And please come back when your movie, that movie you were talking about. We would love to help you promote it on here.
Yeah, well, for sure. It should both be out in the fall, so.
yeah, so just keep in touch. And, yeah, have a great night. And,
all right, thank you.
We will, yeah, and we will love to have you on again. Have a great night.
All right, thanks so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was Jason St. Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm bringing everyone on the air, and Boyd, and this is not meant for Corey or David. I mean, this is meant for resident David and Bobby. Be good, Boyd.
Hey, I'm always good, even when I'm bad.
Boyd.
So
I couldn't resist that quote.
No.
Did you all see the latest GH rumor?
Hello.
The latest GH rumor I just saw it online is that Vincent Iseri is going to be on GH as Valentine Cassadine, and he is rumored to be Nathan's father.
I knew that they'd pull Valentine
yes,
Cassadine.
Yes.
Carly, didn't I tell you this? Didn't I tell you that Valentine Cassadine should pull Valentine Cassadine into the storyline?
Yes, you did that. You did say that.
It's going to
be great. I knew they'd pull that story in.
Hold on, you guys. Bobby, are you on? Can you hear us?
Hello. No.
Unmute
me.
I didn't mute you. Okay, Bobby, can you hear us?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Okay,
Boyd,
behave.
But that would be great to see David back on Selfson, especially reuniting him with Rebecca Bain, because they were great together on All My Children with the chemistry.
Well, not to mention to see him work with Finola Hughes again.
Yes.
And Finola Hughes were on fire when they were on All My Children.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
It's too bad that if it weren't for Prospect Park, I think bringing him back as David and maybe reuniting him with Anna would have been even better.
Well, but, you know, they can't do that. So, you know, and I would like to see.
I know, because
and, but I think Vincent's. But I think Vincent is ready to play something different, maybe. You know,
right.
I mean, he played that for a long time, what, Bobby? I mean, what, Corey, what, 20 years almost as David Vickers?
Yes, he did.
Well, as David Hayward, he was the first.
I mean, David
first
Hayward,
on,
yes.
His first one on run on All My Children was 7 years, and then the second run was almost five, so almost over 10 years on All My
Wait.
Children. And then
he played. Oh, and Susan's here.
And then
on Susan's here.
And then on Guiding Light, he was on Guiding Light on and off in between those,
mm-hmm.
and before those. So he's been on soaps forever, and he's always been sort of a bad guy. It is what he does well. And let's not forget he was on Young and the Restless too.
Oh yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
I remember
him. Yeah, am I wrong? Was he on dates for a little bit? Oh no,
No.
I'm asking Maggie, because Maggie knows everything.
No, he was up on days. He was on Santa Barbara, too, I think.
Well, Maggie, was he ever on days? Because I could have sworn I saw him on days.
Nope. I recall. And I love him.
What was that, Maggie?
I love him. I'm thrilled he's back, and yes, I'm prejudiced.
Okay, but this is a rumor, you guys. I will look into it more this week and see what I can find out.
Right.
But you know, I mean, rumors. You know, that would be really cool. You know, to happen. You know, I would love it. And.
Yeah.
I just want to say, Days of Our Life, Stephen Nichols will be on August 28th, that's Friday. Peel Records, September 8th. Allison Sweeney to be announced. Jason Cook to be announced. Malta Madison, November 23rd.
Oh, my gosh. I love
him. I can't wait for that.
I want to know meeting that. Theo Penguin, the week of September 21st, and Gabby to be announced.
Well, I was just talking on Periscope to Carmel about her return day, and she said earlier tonight that sometime next month, so it's going to be interesting. But speaking of days, I got an opportunity to check out the reruns on Pop because I don't have time during the daytime. But I wanted to say, from what I saw Monday and Tuesday, so I think, one, Ben is a douchebag, and he's, as I said before, stupid if he thinks he's going to marry Abigail. Two, after watching this afternoon's rerun earlier tonight, I'm just kind of happy that homewrecker Serena is going to get killed off tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
But you didn't call her a homewrecker because Bobby, and you should have not said what you said on True, but, we want her on the show, so you need to be careful when you ask the stars to come on. You shouldn't say things like that, right, Corey?
But I was just expressing my feelings to her, because I know that when you write to a star or of any kind, you just speak what's on your mind, whether they play a good role or a bad role or a role that sucks. So my mind. So that, we're all entitled to our opinion.
If we are trying to get her on the show,
right,
Corey,
right.
We have to be kind of careful, right?
Yeah, we do. We don't want, we don't want. Obviously, we want to interview her. We don't want her to have a bad taste in her mouth.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know because I don't think I have Bobby on my Twitter, so I don't know what was said. So.
Well, just send me a follow, and I'll tell you. Well, send me a follow, Corey, on Twitter, and if I can get rid of some of the people because I'm over my limit right now because I wanted to add Jason this morning, but I can add you and Jason to the list if I can eliminate a couple of people so I can get down under the limit I need to.
So I just want to go back to something. Bobby, you mentioned Periscope. I love Periscope. I don't know if everybody has Periscope, but in the last few days I was on Periscope with Gabby from Days, Nathan from GH twice, Felix from GH twice, Nina from GH twice. It's really cool. It's a live video stream where they kind of videotape themselves live, and then you as a person on this app, you can type questions or comments to them, and when they see them, they respond to you on screen.
Right.
Really?
And it's connected with Twitter, so you have to have a Twitter account. It's connected to Twitter.
Oh, and did you buy any chance?
Maggie.
Did you buy any chance?
Carly.
I'm sorry, Carly, what?
Did you buy any chance ask Nathan? Because you know how I feel about Nathan to come on the show. Did you buy any chance?
Well, I did tweet him, but I couldn't do it during Periscope because I was staring at his dreaminess.
Well, forget about his dreaminess for 2 seconds.
I was just, Carly, I'm sorry I was distracted.
Okay, unscratch yourself for Carly. Okay,
yeah.
I need a hot, you know what, I need my Nathan on here. I mean, after all I've been through this week and all you've been through this week, I think we need that.
Oh, you bit my head off yesterday. Not that I'm mad or anything, but you bit my head off yesterday.
I have tweeted a couple of times on Periscope to Michelle and to Carmel, and I did tweet not too long ago to Denise Torres, who was Miranda on the Hulu version of All My Children. And I apologize if I butchered her name, and she's now following me on Periscope, so I'm just waiting for the next time she comes on so I can say hi.
Okay. Well, I have some big announcements. Friday we have Dana Higley on at 12 o'clock. So So we won't have a Friday show, Friday night show. Corey, are you available to do it at that time? Or are you going to be busy?
No, I'll be on. How long is it going to be?
An hour.
Oh, like normal. Yeah, I'll be on.
I love
Dina. I think she did incredible work on One Life to Live when she was there. And I enjoyed her first run on Days of Our Lives. I know a lot of people didn't. So I'm excited to see what her and the other new writer do. It'll be great to talk to her. So, yes, Carly, sorry I was a little long-winded. I will be there.
Oh, it's okay. I love it when you're long-winded. It's hot.
I don't think I will be able to call into the show.
How do you bring him back? I don't get that. From what I remember of his character, Sean Brady, how are they going to bring him back? Didn't he die on the show?
Sean Brady and Belle live on a tropical island somewhere with their daughter.
Yeah, what you think came out is the grandfather, Sean Brady, died in that plane crash. So when that plane, you know, when they went to, what was it, Aramid? No, not Aramid. Some other place to find out about, you know, Sean's sister that we thought that was Sean's mother and all that. Then he died on the plane.
Right, right. What happened in that storyline was the Bradys were on the plane going to find out about Colleen, and they had trouble on the plane. It depressurized. The mask came down, and Grandpa Sean died from basically asphyxiation. He suffocated.
And we all remember whose fault that is. Stefano DeMaris.
Who heard about this? Has anyone been following the news about this reporter and photographer that were killed?
One
at a time, guys.
Because I was the first one, Carly, to ask you, was GH being preempted for an update? And I don't know, did it happen to you up in Chicago, Maggie, with the press conference? Did it go over to 2 o'clock time, or did they just preempt GH because it was on at 2 o'clock East and just put a rerun on instead? How did it work out for you? Because Days was on today on Pop. Otherwise, they wouldn't run a classic one like they did with Bone and Beautiful a few weeks ago.
Right. It interfered with my GH, which is a complete no-no. But my heart breaks for her family. Unbelievable.
Right. I know. I
can live with this. It's just an emergency.
Right.
Maggie, what time is Young and the Restless on in your house?
11:30.
May happen at 9:30 here. Okay.
I'm a funny market. I'm in what's considered the Milwaukee and Chicago market. So on my cable system, I get all the Milwaukee, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, and all the Chicago ABC, NBC, Fox.
Really?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So for me, Days of Our Lives is on twice. At 1 o'clock on the Milwaukee station. No, I'm sorry. At 11 o'clock on the Milwaukee station, and then noon on the Chicago station.
Right. I get it.
Right.
And then General Hospital is on at 1 o'clock on the Milwaukee station, and then 2 on the Chicago station. CBS is a little tricky because the Milwaukee CBS station runs Young and the Restless at 11, and then Bold and the Beautiful at 12:30. Where the Chicago station, I think it's Young and the Restless at 11:30, and then Bold and the Beautiful right after. So if I miss the early shows, I can catch them again on a Chicago station an hour later.
We need an ABC station because, as I said a few weeks ago, There's channels nearby in Wilmington, Florence, that Lumberton, North Carolina, get, and channels in Charlotte that Rockingham and Greensboro that people in the area get that has it on at 2, while our station in Raleigh, that some of those markets, so those cities get it at 3 at the same time. So we got to just do something like that for ABC, for General Hospital. I don't want to beg my cable company to add in a Wilmington or a Greensboro or a Charlotte channel, but or a Florence, South Carolina channel. But if I have to, I'll just beg them.
Sure.
Well,
Carly, did you have more announcements?
Okay.
What?
You said you had more announcements. We kind of got off.
Oh. Well, that's
topic.
Okay. No, but more I love going to Oregon and the beach, though, because at the beach they have the Washington season and the Oregon season at Seaside Beach. So I can watch it like twice in one day, you know. So that's what I love about going to Seaside. But, okay, we need to do a poll here, people. It's Labor Day weekend next weekend.
Okay.
It's what weekend next weekend?
Next weekend is Labor Day, you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, other than the CBS soaps, they're not
going
to be a GH rerun. There's not going to be that much on as far as to talk about in soaps.
Bobby?
That's not true.
Okay.
We actually do like a retrospective of our favorite episodes and what we liked about them.
Well, okay, but what I'm saying, boys, Maggie, you're being perfect. And so are you, Susan. And so are you, little other David. Is anyone going to be away for Labor Day weekend?
I'm not.
I should be in town. I should be right here in Fayetteville.
Okay, Corey?
I will be here. Yep.
Well, I don't have to ask Maggie, but out of politeness, I will ask Maggie.
I think I'll be home
that day. Ask Maggie lots of questions. I like it when Maggie talks.
Yeah, I know. Okay, and President David, will you be in town?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, and Susan?
Yes.
Okay, so all of us will be here.
Uh-huh.
Let's have a Friday night show. And then my other announcement, we are getting stars on here for September 7th. We will probably go all 3 or 4 days that week. I can tell
awesome.
You whom. But I'm getting people on, and everyone is allowed to get people on view, via Twitter and Facebook. When Dana comes on, we cannot ask her for about But we can ask her a little, but not the whole thing. And let's see what else. Yeah, we have a couple of surprise guests coming on, like I said. And everyone's going to be very, very, very happy.
Am I going to lose my mind, Carly?
Maybe.
Because
I hope it's some of the people that I have asked on Twitter and Facebook in the last couple of months to come on the show, because that would be a dream come true to talk to somebody like maybe talk to Jen Lilly once again, because she and Lorraine Zucker are my favorites on Days, and I hope they
You guys, it's very hard to get Jen Lilly on here because she always does another radio show, the Soon Not Be Name, all the time. It would be a hard thing to get her on, but I'm trying, guys. And
you know who I would love to get on, and I've tweeted, not tweeted, but I would love to get on, and I've tried through a lot of places, but I'm not sure they're actually her accounts. Peggy McKay. I think it would be so excellent to get Peggy McKay on.
I have her email, and so we are in talks.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful.
Yes, we are in talks about that, and
Carly, you know a couple of people I'd like to get on, but.
Well, all I know is Corey,
you're getting a lot of good people, so kudos to you on that.
Yeah,
yeah,
so,
I agree.
You know,
yeah, but Corey,
dream guest to have on the show,
like Carly.
But if you wanna, you know, maybe try Nathan for me, Corey, Bobby, you know, because
well, listen,
I'm gonna be your fangirl.
Okay, I'm working on my daytime girl crush right now, Heather Tom. I'm working on Heather Tom. I've been trying for a long time. I've been tweeting her. She is my daytime girl crush. Like, there is no other Victoria Newman for me, and there is no other Katie for me. I don't see anybody in those other roles. Amelia's doing a good job, but Heather Tom is always going to be Victoria for me.
Right.
And she's
pretty,
Corey,
and I would
Corey.
Have her baby. That's just me.
But I thought, Corey, your things don't work that way. Oh, you.
I know, but no, but I'm saying if I was.
I'm sorry.
If I swung that way, Carly, if I swung that way, Heather Tom would be it.
Oh.
You know what, Corey? I've been trying for the last couple months to tweet to Heather and ask her to come on the show because I've been trying for a lot of the people from Bold and Beautiful outside of their live chats that they do when the show was on to just try to get them on. And in fact, if I can just write to them and give write to Heather this weekend, which I'll probably do. I'll probably just make that possibly as a request. But I would love to see Allison Sweeney on the show because it would be great to talk to her about not only her upcoming Hallmark Channel movies that she got on the Hallmark Mystery and the regular Hallmark Channel, but about her career on Days and her career on The Biggest Loser because I hear rumors that she might leave the show and stuff like that.
She's done. It was already
announced that she's done
on Biggest Loser.
So, I mean, and I've been hearing rumors and I cannot confirm it, but I have a feeling she's going to be back on Days, you guys.
You know,
maybe full time.
Hey, Carly, you know who you should get on the show? Billy Flynn. He plays Chad DeMira on Days of Our Lives. He'd be a good person to get on the show.
I have asked him and Kate Madison the last couple of weeks to actually try to come on the show, so that would be not a bad idea.
Well, you know, the problem with Days of Our Lives is getting Days of Our Lives people on is their filming schedule is so whacked out.
Yeah.
Days of Our Lives film 6 months in advance. They're not like the other shows that are only a few weeks.
Right, and the only
former Days that
would be available would be Eileen Davidson, but you're not sure if she's going to do the Real
Housewives. No, that's wrong, too. That is wrong, too, honey, because what's going on right now with Days of Our Lives, they are so protective of their stars. And so, Corey, I will talk to you more about this later, but the way we've been getting the stars is the only way that we could possibly get Days of Our Life right now, because they are so guarded with everything.
Right.
Well, they should be because they have big stuff coming up. And remember when we were talking in summer, we weren't sure that Days of Our Lives was going to make it.
Right.
I knew it was going to make it, people.
Right. Bye. Just like I wasn't sure if I was going to be forced to have them watch it at 1 o'clock live or on tape the next day or watch it on Pop. And sure enough, it came to Pop, and I don't have to deal with the DVR or anything like that for 1 o'clock show.
Oh, I love my TiVo, you guys. I'm like addicted to my TiVo. Ask Maggie. Maggie knows my TiVo is the one thing I would save in the file. Besides my cell phone.
How is my Maggie today?
I'm listening to you guys.
How is everything going, Maggie? Because I literally could just continue the conversation with you when we get off the air, but I just want to save up my time for the... Huh?
Excuse me. She has a daughter to contend to.
And a nephew.
What?
Hey, and a nephew. And a nephew.
And a nephew.
After all, I share my Davis of our Lives boyfriend with her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maggie,
we have a question for you. Who comes first, me, Corey, or Bobby?
Well, of course, her daughter.
I'm like, who say it, Corey?
I feel so bad about the fact
okay.
that.
Okay.
What
do you
bad
think,
about Carly? That.
That's an
overhanger. I only know her answer, but I like to hear it. And people.
I love all of them, but you come first.
See,
I know.
I'm okay with that. You're her daughter. I'm just her nephew, but I would like it
right.
noted that I share with her.
Yeah, we do. I love you.
And another thing, Freddie Smith might be back on a later date I've been reading. So, you know, because I kind of miss Sunny away.
Well, it's just, it's such a shame that I understand that it was a mutual decision, but it's such a shame. The role of Sunny is a legacy character. And everybody loves Sunny. I don't know anybody who didn't like the character of Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I get it. I get it that, you know, we all love Freddie.
Right.
But it bothers me that we're expected to believe that Sunny, who's married, has a daughter, was a major storyline character, is now off somewhere gallivanting in Europe.
Right.
Sure. Well, he's not really gallivanting.
No, I know. But if I was in charge, he wouldn't be in Europe very long, and quite frankly, we'd have a recast. And
mm-hmm.
you know me, Carly. Freddie is one of my favorites.
No, me too.
With a legacy character like that, somebody who is so integral to the show. They are, Will and Sonny are a super couple.
Yeah, we've already recast,
exactly. We've already recast Will. Not a very good recast, in my opinion, but whatever.
Yeah,
Dave is missing something now that he's gone, the character's gone.
Yeah, I agree. And there's a woman going around the Days of Our Life. So that's Kristen McKenna, ex-detensive holding, maybe casted in Andrew Donovan, moving from CBS to ABC. It's going to be a problem for the handsome TV star. And he was on, State of Affairs got canceled?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
I love it. Are you bitching about it?
You know, the thing is, part of me feels like I'm so bad that, you know, that I have a crush on Chad D'Amico. He's such a bad character, but at the same time, he, you know what I'm saying? There's something about him so endearing, you know what I'm saying? Even though he's a real tool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't care for Billy Flynn as Chad when he first started, but I gotten used to him, and since I started watching Days last few weeks and seeing this whole love triangle between him, Ben, and Abigail, I've been kind of leaning more towards Abby and Chad as opposed to Ben and Abigail because of the fact that I don't trust Ben as much as I don't trust his father, Clyde, and everything else that happened with that family.
I wouldn't quite. Okay. I'm not a very violent person. Okay, maybe I am a little. But I want Clyde to die. I'm done with Clyde. I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't want emails on him, but I'm sick of Clyde. After Clyde beat the shit out of Aiden, I wanted to kill him.
But I am loving Bad Ben. I think we've had milquetoast white Ben the whole time he's been on. Grant you, he's nice to look at, but I am liking him discovering his dark side.
Mm-hmm.
It's adding another layer. I was never a fan of the character of Ben, but I'm really enjoying Bad Ben. And there is a rumor going around that Ben may be the serial killer.
Well, I just wanted to say, Corey, that and even though I'm a straight guy and I'm not going to lose man card points or come out of the closet tomorrow for this, but I have a man crush not only on Wilson but on this Ben, because the one that was Uncle Jesse in the Full House movie recently, it was okay, but we know that his wife is
Abby's husband.
And we know that Rob was Melmal on The Price is Right before Days, and Pete on All My Children on the Hulu version. So I really admire what Rob has done, despite the fact that I don't like his character.
I will say this. He's my new little crush on Days. I mean, I'm not happy with what he's doing, but to look at him is fine by me.
See, my problem with the character of Ben Carley is, and I've said this before, even with what they did with Jennifer the last few years. Jennifer Horton used to be a badass chick. She was badass. Back in the day when her and Alice went to Europe to take down Lawrence Alamein, she was badass.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, but over the years they made her vanilla, and that for me was what Ben was. Ben was vanilla, and when I say vanilla, you know, sure everybody likes a scoop of vanilla ice cream every once in a while, but everybody's favorite is not vanilla.
And
then they put him and Abby together, and in my opinion, Abby's vanilla
Abby. I love Abby.
No, I like Abby now, Carly, but she, for me, I'm just saying for me, she was vanilla. They were writing her vanilla like her mother up until she slept with EJ.
Right.
So I'm hoping that the new writers, and I think we're already seeing some of the new stuff, will make, you know, We got badass Jennifer back when she was dealing with Eve, and now that the whole Eve thing is over, it's, well, here's vanilla again. Can I please have the Jennifer from the 90s who, you know, beat her boyfriend Peter up because Peter was awful? Her and Alice went to Europe to take down Lawrence Alamein. I mean, you know, I just want Days to get back to where it was. Days was a badass show full of badass characters.
Can I say, Corey, but let me just tell you this with Abigail. Even when Julian Clare, and I hope I pronounced that name right, was playing her before... When she was a teen before Ashley Benson, who is now on Pretty Little Liars, played her, she was good. And I admit, Ashley was probably the best Abigail they have until Kate came to the scene. Then Kate goes from being a sweetheart to sleeping with EJ and being the bad girl to just ended up being more dumb by sleeping with Ben. But not to mention that she at the same time was with Chad for a while, and Chad wants to try to, and I have a feeling that if things go down, don't be surprised if Chad and Abigail come February sweeps are back together.
I hope so.
We don't know. I mean, the thing is, there's a whole thing with this new murder mystery that is going to probably take center stage first. And I think Sammy coming back is almost the perfect time, because I think, you know, once you find out that what, you know, Abby's caught between two men and, you know, the baby, she will not judge Abby. I think she will help her in saying, you know, because, you know, I don't know if I would want a demure baby. I would want a Christmas baby before I would want a demure baby, but that's just me.
Well, and Carly, that's the thing. I'm with you on that. I think it would be a mistake if they brought Sammy back, basically to rub it in Abby's face that she's in this
but
situation.
But I don't think she would. I think
no,
that,
but
you know,
I'm what I'm saying is that I'm agreeing with you, and like I said, I think it would be a mistake. What you're saying to me would be the right way to do it.
Yeah, right. Because the thing is, I just think Sammy has been, you know, not perfect either, and so
I think...
Oh,
we know that.
Yeah, and I just think that Sammy will say, hey, I've been with you all, and I think that's the way we should do it, because Abby needs a friend right now. You know, Gabby is in jail, and Level O'Hale, you know, I liked Melody, and Melody and Abby are best friends, and Melody's gone, and right now she doesn't have a girlfriend that she can just, you know, talk to. I love her scene with Kayla. I think Kayla has been, you know, there with her, but, you know, it's hard. I mean...
What do you think, Maggie?
Me? Okay.
Yeah.
It's been hard with these themes, but Will, to me, is all she really needs. I love the Will character with Abby. He's her support.
But I'll give you an example. Yesterday, with the Will Abigail scene, that was done.
Let Maggie finish, Bobby.
Okay.
Will, I thought, with Abby yesterday, did a beautiful job. Being there, comforting her. He was there when she found she was praying and everything. I love their chemistry now. I think it's its own little dynamic. But I can't see the screwed up Clyde doing what he's doing. It is a demure baby. I know it. I do not. I want it to be. You know, it's stupid. Why is he alive? Why?
I don't know. But getting back to your point, and Corey made a good point about Jen earlier, and I made a good point about Abigail, but when I looked at what Sammy had went through and what Nicole had went through and what Teresa is going through now, that just proves the point that they might be sweet and innocent inside, but they can be true badasses when you look at them later.
You know, I will have to say I loved Nicole yesterday and Monday.
Hello?
Well, I love Nicole, period. I think that they don't really do enough with Nicole. I think that they don't give Nicole a break. They finally are kind of giving her a break now, but it seems like for a long time, anything that went wrong in Salem, it was always Nicole's fault, and I hate that.
Right. It seems like...
Did we lose Carly? Hold on, guys. Hold on, guys. I think we lost Carly. Hold on.
Carly, are you here?
No, she's not. I think we lost her. I'm gonna.
Oh dear. Well,
I'm gonna Facebook. I'm gonna Facebook her. Hold on.
I can text her too.
Yeah, she's not with us anymore, and she's not responding to me on Facebook. So I don't know. But yeah, the role of Nicole is, well, I kind of have that issue on YNR with Sharon too. For a long time on YNR, everything that went wrong was Sharon's fault. I just don't understand why, you know, some soaps pick a character to blame everything on. You know what I mean, Maggie? Am I off on saying that?
They're scapegoats. Really, they are scapegoats. And I mean, if the sun doesn't shine today and it's a storm out, it's Nicole's fault. Or they just pick on a certain character all the time, and I hate it, and I love her, and I want her to have more things.
Well, and like I said, I, Maggie, I was very vocal, and still am very vocal about Sharon on YNR. You know, in my opinion, they've destroyed the character of Sharon on YNR. Everything can't be her fault, and everything can't be her fault because she's bipolar. And to me, that's what they do with her. And that's just me, I guess. But, you know, we've talked about this before, Maggie. It's just like, I don't get it.
I know. Well, they use it for cap-out, in my impression. Everything that's done is always, because she's bipolar, you know, she's not on her medicine. No, what I'm reading is she's going to say my Sage's baby. She's going to steal. Is it true?
No, I haven't watched YNR fully all week.
Am I seeing
that she lost the baby with Dylan? Is that what I'm seeing, or is that just flashbacks of the baby she lost before?
I don't know.
What was that, Maggie?
The doctor told her Monday, I believe, that the baby was gone. She lost Dylan's. And when I'm reading, she's going to steal Sage's. And that's, I love Sage.
Well, that could be interesting, because as I was waiting for Days to come on Pop, I saw a little bit of what will come tomorrow with this wedding between her and Adam. And it's going to be, not Adam, who's Sage with now? Because I, well,
Sage's with Nick.
Yeah, with her and Nick, it could get interesting with this wedding coming up tomorrow from what I saw in the previews before I was watching Days on Pop earlier.
Mm-hmm. And then they had the baby shower, which I technically don't believe in. To me, they're bad luck, but that's just me.
Oh, what? Baby showers?
Mm-hmm. I'd rather have a big christening and have a party then after the baby's alive in here. It just happened to my cousin, and I'm so gun shy of a baby shower.
Oh, sure, sure. Okay, guys, I am talking with Carly on Messenger. She did get booted, and it sounds like she can't get back through. So we're going to end it. Remember, Dina is on Friday at noon. That would be noon Carly's time. So for me and Maggie, that would be 2 p.m. our time. Bobby, I'm not sure what time zone you're in. Are you Central
time?
It would be three p.m. for you, Bobby.
Right. So I'm going to be unable to call in because I'm going to be at work, and I'll probably will text or Facebook Carly tomorrow about that.
Perfect. We're gonna run out of time here, so she's telling me to end it. So. We'll talk to you guys on Friday.
Okay, have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good night.
Have a good night. Miss Kitty, do you have to turn the wheelchair on all the time? Seriously? You see how the way I drive? I can't drive. I'm a horrible driver.